Okay, so we're going to chant
the prayers to Lord Nrsingadev. Namaste Nrsingaya, a lot of love.
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jai Om Vishnu Pada, Padamahamsa, Paramahamsa, also Tera, Satishi, Shimad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Charana, Bhaktivedanta Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananta Koti, Vaishnava Ki Jai, Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Rense Koho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sivaita Garadha Sivasini Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Gijay Sisi Radhakrishna Gopi Gopadath Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Gopadan Gijay Vrindavanam Gijay Maturam Gijay Jagadathasami Gijay Munamai Gijay Shivani Lassi Devi Gajai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Gajai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gaur. All glory is the assembled devotees, all glory is the assembled devotees, all glory is the assembled devotees, all glory is to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Shrimati Bhakta Vedanta Swamini, Namani. Namaste, Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nivisesa Shinyavati Paschatrade Shatarni. So Om Gadad Tividanda Shaganan Jana Shulakaya Jakshur Hun Miditam Yena Tosmai Shigurave Namaha. So I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master's divine grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So we're going to continue our study with the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majjhalila, chapter 25, beginning with text 138. And so this particular chapter, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, is dealing with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking to the Mayavadis and others in Varanasi. And then also, it is the last chapter in the Majjhalila. And then after this, we go on to the Anjalila, or the final pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Anjalila is filled with a lot more stories and really interesting stories, stories about Haridas Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami, and many other stories, as well as the final instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which are the Shikshashika prayers before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world. So, before we do that, we got to finish with the Majjhalila. So, let's continue with our study of the Majjhalila. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Okay. Oh, another famous verse. Wow. From the Srimad Bhagavatam, it describes the duality and the fear that one experiences from experiencing the duality of this world. It creates a lot of fear. And so the first word here is fear. So, Mayam Dvitiya Binivashitasyad Ishadapita Shivipariyo Smriti
Tamayato Rahabajitam Patiay Ganesham Guru Devatatma. When the living entity is attracted by the material energy which is separate from Krishna, he is overpowered by fear. Now, why is that? I think we got to go through this verse part by part. Why fear? Because when there is birth, death is certain. And when there is death, birth is certain. Because everything in this world is temporary. Whatever you are attracted to, whatever you possess, is going to be taken away by the time factor. That's very fearful or scary, isn't it? It's really scary because nothing is real in the sense that nothing is permanent. The Bhagavad Gita teaches us, what is that? Nasato vijite bhavo nabhavo vijite sataha ubayor api drishtavantas tanivas tadvadarshavihi. That those things that are temporary are in one sense are unreal. I mean, they're real in another sense. In the same sense that a soap bubble, boom, is real for some time before it bursts. So in the same way, this life is like a soap bubble. It bursts. Everything just like the time factor, just like Kalena Sarvatra Daviraramasa. And Krishna is actually manifest as the time factor. So when we see things as separate from Krishna, then, as they say, you cannot step into the same river twice. So don't get attached. Or if you do get attached, you will be disappointed, Prabhus and Prabhis. You're fearful. Oh my God, what if this happens to me? What if that happens to me? What if I lose that? What if I lose this? What if my beloved leaves me? What if my beloved doesn't leave me? Because he is separated from the Supreme Person. But Krishna never leaves you, so there's no fear. Krishna is always with you, and he's everywhere. Sarvasya chaham radhi sanavishto atat smritir gyanam aponam. Krishna is in everyone's heart. Because he is separated from the Supreme Personality guided by the material energy, his conception of life is reversed. Of course, he's actually not separated, but his conception is that he is separated, and therefore he experiences this fear. In other words, instead of being the eternal servant of Krishna, he becomes Krishna's competitor. Actually, can't compete with Krishna, but he thinks he's Krishna's competitor. And if you try to compete with Krishna, okay, let's take the example of an ordinary race. What is the example of any sort of sporting game where you're competing against someone who's in the major leagues? Ooh, someone who's an expert golfer, for example, and you're just an amateur. It's embarrassing and fearful. So if you become the competitor of someone who's infinitely better than you, you're going to lose, baby. You better believe it. This is called Viparya Smriti. To nullify this mistake, one who is actually learned and advanced worships the Supreme Personality guided as a spiritual master, worshipable deity and source of life. He thus worships the Lord by the process of unalloyed devotional service. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.37, a really important verse. That fear comes from the duality. Let's go back to the verse. Word by word. There's something different than Krishna. This misconception, biome fear. So we are very fearful in this world. Eva Shivana Prema Ye Mula Prayojana Pula Kashrun Richagita Yahara Lakshana. Now hear from me what actual love of Godhead is. It is the prime object of life. and it is symptomized by bodily trembling, tears of the eyes, chanting, and dancing. Whew. Wow. Symptoms like Anubhava, these Anubhavas are being described here. Like we hear every morning when we're chanting the Guru Vaishnava prayers. Mahaprabha Kirtana Nritya Gita Vodithra Mangyam Bhagasol Shena Romanchakam Vasudra Taranga Vajo Vande Guru Sri Charantarvindam. Means when a devotee hears the kirtan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he starts dancing, and the hairs of his body stand on end, and he shivers, and Ashutaranga Pasho, the tears come from his eyes like torrents of rain. This is all described in the second verse of the Guru Vaishnava. First verse, of course, is the spiritual master gives you all his mercy, just like the cloud rains water or pours water on the forest fire. And we're in a burning forest fire right now. Okay, next verse. Smaranta smarayantascha mityo gauga haram hatim vakja sanjatiya vakja vivrat ut pulakam tanu. Pure devotees manifest spiritual bodily symptoms of ecstatic love simply by remembering and reminding others of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, who takes away everything inauspicious from the devotee. This position is attained by rendering devotional service according to the regulated principles and then rising to the platform of spontaneous love. Okay. So, pure devotees, ecstatic symptoms, Krishna takes away inauspicious things, Krishna takes away everything. But Krishna takes away everything inauspicious from the devotee, anything that's not going to help him advance. And you can come to that position by following the rules and regulations and having good sadhana. Regulative principles. It's actually an interesting word, regulative principles. It not only refers to the four regulative principles and chanting 16 rounds a day, but being regulated in your life. You get a lot more done. My experience is that when you go to sleep at the same time every day, and you wake up at the same time every day, early, of course, not wake up at the same time midday, but wake up early in the morning, then you actually get a lot more done. Your body will be healthier. Just like in my life, I go to sleep really early, and I wake up early, like about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I immediately, bathe and everything, and I chant my japa, and if I'm in a temple, I go to Mangalarti, and what else would I do? If I'm at home, I tend to GBC meeting at 6:30 in the morning, which is crazy. Anyway, and then finish my japa, and then go out for a walk, exercise every day. So my schedule is based upon keeping my spiritual health together and my bodily health together. If one is regulated, that's why we have a watch or a clock or a phone, to keep ourselves regulated. Regulation is actually good for the mind. It keeps the mind peaceful. You know, I know what I'm going to be doing at a certain time of the day, and every time of the day I'm going to be chanting Hare Krishna. Actually, another thing I wanted to point out is people ask me many questions. How do I chant Krishna's names with attention? Of course, generally I'll answer that question by stating that one has to have some sankalpa, some reason for chanting, and that's actually true. But apart from that, if you actually are chanting basically most of the day, when you're not chanting on your japa beads, you're going to find yourself concentrating a lot more easily when you are chanting on your japa beads. As I've mentioned many times before, when I get up early in the morning, which is just about every morning, first thing I do is chant. Actually, I even chant myself awake. As soon as my alarm goes off, and most mornings I don't need an alarm because I'm just so regulated, but every morning as soon as I wake up, it's Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And every night before I go to sleep, it's in my mind, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, until I fall asleep. And so this way, I'm always focused on Krishna's holy name, and it's that way nothing really, I can't say nothing bothers me, but a lot less of this world bothers me, because I'm centered on Krishna. That's really the key, kirtaniya sadaha ri. But in order to be kirtaniya sadaha ri, one has to be a little humble. Trinadapi sunichina toroyi vasihishina manina manadena kirtaniya sadaha ri. In other words, one has to chant the holy name. But in order to chant the holy name constantly, one has to be more tolerant than the tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, humbler than the blade of grass, and ready to offer all respects to others. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshashika prayers really teach us how to chant if you imbibe the spirit of the prayers. Okay? Evam brata supriyad namakritya titanurago jutta chitta vucha uchai Satyato roditu roditi roti gayati umanavan richati lokavayaha. When a person is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is very dear to him, he is agitated and loudly chants like a madman. Oh, loudly chants the holy name. Sorry. He also laughs, cries, becomes agitated, and chants like a madman, not caring for outsiders. This is a quotation from Bhagavatam, again, 11.2.40. You can see in the Bhagavatam, there's a lot of glorification of Krishna's holy name. Apoiva Bhagavata Sutra Rartirupa Nija Krita Sutra Nija Vasya Sarupa. Srimad Bhagavatam gives the actual meaning of the Vedanta Sutra. We mentioned that before because the Srimad Bhagavatam is the mature commentary written by Vyasadeva of the Vedanta Sutra. The author of the Vedanta Sutra is Vyasadeva. He himself has explained those aphorisms in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, aphorisms mean short statements that you really have to be super intelligent and would be with your guru to order in order to understand the short statements. So the Bhagavatam is basically an expansion or an explanation or a commentary on the short statements of the Vedanta Sutra. Suvarto yam Ramasutranam Bharatarita Vinirnaya Gayatri Vasya Rupo Syao Vedarta Paribrimhitaha Purananam Samarupa Sakshat Bhagavato Dittaha Dvarasha skanda yukto yang shata vichena sanyutaha granto stadasya sasra Srimad Bhagavata vidaha. Nice verse. The meaning of the Vedanta Sutra is present in Srimad Bhagavatam. The full purport of the Mahabharata is also there. The commentary of the Brahma Gayatri is also there. I'm fully expanded with all Vedic knowledge. Srimad Bhagavatam is the supreme Purana, and it was compiled by the supreme personality of Godhead in his incarnation of Vyasadeva. There are 12 cantos, 335 chapters, and 18,000 verses. It's a quotation from the Garuda Purana. Many of the Puranas describe the Bhagavatam, because the Bhagavatam is the Amala prana. Amala prana means the pure prana that has nothing to do with the modes of nature, has been passed down purely in disciplic succession, doesn't deal with anything else other than pure devotional service and attaining pure devotional service and the Lord's nature and sambandha avideya prayojana. Sambandha, the Lord's nature and the nature of the material energy, the nature of time, the nature of living entities, the nature of this material world, the relationship between all those. Sarvavede tihasanam saram saram samudratam. The essence of all Vedic literature and all histories has been collected in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam was collected by the incarnation of God, Vyasadeva, and it was later taught to his son, Shukadeva Goswami. This is the quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.41. Sarvavedanta sarvam hi Srimad Bhagavatam ishyate tadrasamrita tritasya nanyatrasya dhati kotit. Srimad Bhagavatam is accepted as the essence of all Vedic literature and Vedanta philosophy. Whoever tastes the transcendental mellow of Srimad Bhagavatam is never attracted to any other literature. So once you taste it, that was very interesting. Nectar. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 12, 13, 15. Gayatri arte e grantarambana sacham param sambandha dhimahi sadhana prayojana. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is an explanation of the Gayatri mantra, the Brahma Gayatri mantra. The absolute truth, sacham param, indicates the relationship, and we meditate dhimahi on him, indicates the execution of devotional service and the ultimate goal of life. Sacham param dhimahi. So here's the first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam for all of you. Let's look at something. Okay. Janadyasya yaton vayad itarashchartesva vigyasvarat tene brahma vrida yahadiki kavaye muyanti yatsuryaha tejo varimradam yathavani mayo yathrathri sargom risha dhamna svena sada nirasta akuakam satcham param dhimahi. First verse of the Bhagavatam, a very important verse. Oh my Lord Sri Krishna, son of Vasudev, oh all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I meditate upon Lord Sri Krishna because he is the absolute truth and the primeval cause of all causes of creation, sustenance, and destruction of the manifested universes. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations, and he is independent because there is no other cause beyond him. It is he only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge unto the heart of Brahmaji, the original living being. By him even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion, as one is bewildered by the illusory representations of water seen in fire or land seen on water. Only because of him do the material universes temporarily manifested by the reactions of the three modes of nature appear factual, although they are unreal. I therefore meditate upon him, Lord Sri Krishna, who is eternally existent in the transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representations of the material world. I meditate upon him, for he is the absolute truth. This is the opening invocation of the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, text 1. So, what can I say? I'm not going to give a whole class on this verse, but it describes the Supreme Lord's nature, the nature of the living entity, the nature of illusion. Basically, it contains all the information of the Chatushloki verses. And another verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma prajitakait vutra paramanimatsaranam satam bejam bastavyamatravastu shivatam tapo trayon mulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krate Kimba Pararishwaraha Sajo Rijavarujate Tratwati Bishushushubish Tachanat. These are the verses glorifying the Bhagavatam, completely rejecting all religious activities which are materially motivated. This Bhagavat Purana propounds the highest truth, which is understandable by those devotees who are fully pure in heart. The highest truth is reality distinguished from illusion for the welfare of all. Such truth uproots the threefold miseries. This beautiful Bhagavatam, compiled by the great sage Vyasadeva in his maturity, is sufficient in itself for God realization. What is the need for any other scripture? As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam, by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within his heart. There's also a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.2. See also Adi Lila, chapter 1, text 91. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Sarupa Shri Bhagavata Tate Veda Shastra Haite Parama Mahatva. Srimad Bhagavatam gives direct information of the mellow derived from service to Krishna. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is above all other Vedic literatures, the topmost. Another verse from the Bhagavatam. Nigamakalpataro galitam balam shukamukha namritatavya sanyutam divatak bhagavatam samaliyam horaho rasikabhuvi bhavukaha. This Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedic literatures and is considered the ripened fruit of the wish-fulfilling tree of Vedic knowledge. It has been sweetened by emanating from the mouth of Shukadeva Goswami. You are a thoughtful and relish mellow, should always try to taste this ripened fruit. O thoughtful devotees, as long as you are not absorbed in transcendental bliss, you should continue tasting the Srimad Bhagavatam. And when you are fully absorbed in bliss, you should go on tasting its mellows forever. In other words, the Bhagavatam is the sadhana and it's the sadhya. What do I mean by that? It's the process for becoming blissful. And it's what you do when you're blissful. It's the goal. It's a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.3. Vayam tu na tripyama utamashloka vikrame yashvinvatam rasagyanam swadu swadu vade vade. Again. We never tire of hearing the transcendental pastimes of the personality of Godhead, who is glorified by hymns and prayers. Those who enjoy association with him relish hearing his pastimes at every moment. It's a quotation from Bhagavatam 1.1.19. Atayava Bhagavata Karaha Vichara Ihahaiti Pave Sutra Shrutirartasara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised Prakasananda Saraswati, study Srimad Bhagavatam very scrutinizingly, then you will understand the actual meaning of Brahma Sutra. Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that without studying Srimad Bhagavatam, one cannot understand the purport of the Brahma Sutra, the Vedanta Sutra, or the Upanishads. If one tries to understand Vedanta philosophy and the Upanishads without studying Srimad Bhagavatam, one will be bewildered, and construing a different meaning will gradually become an atheist or an impersonalist. Nirantakara Krishna Nama Sankirtana Elaya Mukti Pare Pare Pave, sorry, Pave Pave Prema Tara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, always discuss Srimad Bhagavatam and constantly chant the holy name of Lord Krishna. In this way, you will be able to attain liberation very easily, and you will be elevated to the enjoyment of love of Godhead. This verse is from the Bhagavad Gita, of course. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Chachachina Kangshati Samak Sarvesha Bhuteshu Ma Bhakti Mlavate Karam. One who is thus transcendentally situated once realized the Supreme Brahman becomes fully joyful, he never laments. So if you are lamenting, you are not on the spiritual platform or desires to have anything. Of course, you can lament about not being Krishna conscious enough. He is equally disposed toward every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. This is a verse from Bhagavad Gita 18:54. Mukta pilila vigraham kritva bhagavantam vashante. Even a liberated soul merged in the impersonal Brahman effulgence is attracted to the pastimes of Krishna. He thus installs a deity and renders the Lord's service. This is a commentary from Shankaracharya's commentary on the Nisringa Thapani Upanishad. Hari nishtito pi naigunya uttama shloka lilaya grihita cheta rajashe akyanam yad adhitavan. Sugadeva Goswami addressed Parikshit Maharaj, my dear king, although I was fully situated in the transcendental position, I was nonetheless attracted to the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Therefore, I studied Srimad Bhagavatam from my father. Sounds like we're going to get to the Atmarama verse again. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 2:19. Tasharavinda nayanasya padaravinda kinjalkamishratulasimakarandavayu antaragata swabhivavrena chakaratesham shanshobamaksharajusham apichittatanvo. When the breeze carrying the aroma of the tulasi leaves and saffron from the lotus feet of the lotus eye personality of Godhead entered through the nostrils into the hearts of those sages, the Kumaras, they experienced a change in both body and mind, even though they were attached to the impersonal Brahman understanding. It sounds like pretty much we're going to get to the Atmarama verse in a second, most likely. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 3:15:43 for an explanation, see Madhulila, chapter 17, text 142, which we heard about before. And here we go, the Atmarama verse. And remember, Lord Chaitanya did 61 different explanations. That was a previous chapter. Admaramascha munio nigranta yurukrame kurvancha kaitukim bhaktim itambhuta guno harehi. Those who are self-satisfied and unattracted by external material desires are also attracted to loving service of Sri Krishna, whose qualities are transcendental and whose activities are wonderful. Hari, the personality of Godhead, is called Krishna because he has such transcendentally attractive features. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 1:7:10. For an explanation, see Madhulila, chapter 24. So, basically, summary of the Atmarama verse is that it proves that devotional service is transcendental and Krishna is transcendental. Because even people who are self-satisfied, who are on the Brahman platform, even in personal Brahman platform, are attracted to Krishna. And because they're on the spiritual platform and they're attracted to Krishna, this means that Krishna must be spiritual because they're not attracted to anything mundane. And not only that attraction to Krishna is there, but that attraction to Krishna is superior to their attraction to Brahman or the Brahman realization. And that the examples all from given are Shukadeva Goswami in this regard and the four Kumaras. Sugadeva Goswami was basically a Brahmavadi until he actually heard Bhagavatam from his father. And then he became a great devotee. And the four Kumaras were Brahmavadis until they smelled the lotus flowers, tulsi leaves at the lotus feet of the Lord. Then they became pure devotees. So it shows that devotion to Krishna, including Krishna Katha, is transcendental to even to Brahman realization. And it's spiritual. Hena kale se maharastriya brahmana brahmana savate kaila se shloka vivarana vivarana. That's right, I got it right. At that time, the Brahmin from the province of Maharashtra mentioned Lord Chaitanya's explanation of the Atmarama verse, which we heard about in the previous chapter. Eshlokerartha Prabhu Eka Sasti Prakara Kariyachena Yaha Shuri Lokechamatkara. The Maharashtrian Brahmin stated that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already explained that verse in 61 ways. Everyone was astonished to hear this. Tabi Savaloka Shunite Agraha Karila Eka Shasti Artha Prabhu Vivare Kahila. When all the people gathered there expressed their desire to hear again the 61 different meanings of the Atmanama Shloka, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again explained them. Shunya Loke Robada Chamatkara Haila Chaitanya Goshani Sri Krishna Nirdarila. When everyone heard Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's explanation of the Atmanama Shloka, everyone was astonished and struck with wonder. They concluded that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was none other than Lord Krishna himself. Etakahi utya chalila gora hudi namaskara kare loka haridwani kare. After giving those explanations again, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rose and took his leave. All the people there offered their obeisances unto him and chanted the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Savakasi Vasikare Namasankirtana Preme Hase Kandigaya Hare Nartana. All the inhabitants of Kashi Varanasi began to chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in ecstatic love. Sometimes they laughed, sometimes they cried, sometimes they chanted, and sometimes they danced. Sanyasi Panditakare Bhagavata Vichara Varanasi Buddha Prabhu Harila Nishtara. After this, all the Mayavadi sannyasis and learned scholars at Varanasi began discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered them ecstatico. Nijaloka Lana Prabhu Ayala Vasakara Varanasi Haila Dvatiya Nadiya Nagara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then returned to his residence with his personal associates. Thus he turned the whole city of Varanasi into another Navadvip, Nadiya Nagara. Both Navadvip and Varanasi were celebrated for their highly educational activities. At the present time, these cities are still inhabited by great learned scholars, but Varanasi is especially a center for Mayavadi sannyasi, who are learned scholars. However, unlike Navadvip, there are hardly any devotees in Varanasi. Consequently, a discussion of Srimad Bhagavatam was very rare in Varanasi and Navadvip. Such a discussion was quite ordinary. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Varanasi and turned Prakashananda Saraswati and his disciples into Vaishnavas, Varanasi became like Navadvip because so many devotees began discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. Even at the present moment, one can hear many discussions on Srimad Bhagavatam taking place on the banks of the Ganges. Many scholars and sannyasis gather there to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and perform Sankirtan. Hadibo. Nijagana Lana Prabhu Kayasya Kadhi Kashiteyami Ailana Vichite Babakali. Among his own associates, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu laughingly said, I came here to sell my emotional ecstatic love. Kashite grahakanahi vastunavikaya punarapideshe vahi loya nahi yaya. Although I came to Varanasi to sell my goods, there were no customers and it appeared necessary for me to carry them back to my own country. Ami bhoja fakimu tomasavara dukahila Tomasabara Chaya Vina Mulye Viloila. All of you were feeling unhappy that no one was purchasing my goods and that I had to carry them away. Therefore, by your will only, I distributed them without charging. And Prabhupada explains here a very interesting verse, very interesting explanation. When we begin when we began distributing the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Western countries, a similar thing happened. In the beginning, we were very much disappointed for at least 1 year, because no one came forth to help this movement. But by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, some young boys joined this movement in 1966. Of course, we distributed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra without bargaining or selling. As a result, this movement has spread all over the world with the assistance of European and American boys and girls. We therefore pray for all the blessings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu upon all the devotees in the Western world who are spreading this movement. Wow, that's our duty as Westerners. Sabadikahi loka tarite tomara avatara uradakshina paschimakarila nishtara. All the Lord's devotees then said, you have incarnated to deliver fallen souls, you have delivered them in the east and in the south, and now you are delivering them in the west. Eka varanasi chila tamati vimuka taha nishtariya kaila amasabara sukha. Only Varanasi was left because the people there were against your missionary activities. Now you have delivered them, and we are all very happy. Varanasi grame yare kulahala haila shuni grame deshi loka asite la gila. After the news of these events was broadcast, everyone from the surrounding neighborhoods began to pour in to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lakshakoti lokahase nahika ganana sankirna stane praburana payadarashana. Hundreds of thousands of people came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but there was no counting the number because the Lord's residence was very small, not everyone could see him. Prabhu yavis nanayana visveshvara darashane vidike loka kare prabhu vilokane. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to take his bath in Ganges and to see the temple of Visveshvara, people would line up on both sides to see the Lord. Bahutuli Prabhukai Balakrishna Hudi Dandabat Kare Loka Haridwani Kare. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed by the people, he would raise his arms and say, please chant Krishna. Please chant Hare. All the people received him by chanting Hare Krishna, and they offered their respects to him by this chanting. Hey Matadina Pancha Loka Nistariya Ayadina Chalila Prabhu Udvignahana. In this way, for 5 days, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered the people of Varanasi. Finally, on the next day, he became very eager to leave. And I believe that's all we have time for today. And we did up to 177, 138, to 177 today. And maybe we will finish the chapter in the next day or two. How about that? Okay, so now we will allow all of you nice devotees to ask questions either by typing in the text window or raising your hands or unmuting yourselves. So, who has a question? Question, question, question. This is your last opportunity, otherwise we'll end early. So you can raise your hand. And someone did. Sumukha. Okay, Hare Mr. Mukha.
Hare Krishna Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisances.
So yes, you have a question?
Yes, Gurudev. I was doing this fresh sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam, Janmadi, when it says that the Krishna is source of everything. She said Krishna is the exalted Godhead. And then I have read that Brahma says Ishwara Param Krishna.
Yes.
So, I have read and I've heard from devotees that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it's because Brahma says so. And I have not met Lord Brahma yet. But how can someone try to be convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Because I haven't met Brahma. So I just read it through and I've heard through the devotees. But how does one...
Well, obviously you haven't met Lord Brahma, but you've met some members of his disciplic succession, right?
Yes.
Not only that, but you actually have heard, I'm sure you've heard many different recordings of his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada.
Yes.
You might have read some of the books of the previous acharyas who come in disciplic succession from Lord Brahma. And so in this way you've come in contact, and also you've done devotional service. And as Krishna says in the ninth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Prachaksha Bhagavam Dharam Shushukam Kartam Abhyam, that you get some reciprocation when you're doing devotional service. So the question you're raising is, you know, how can I have faith that what I'm doing is real, and or how does faith increase, or how do you develop faith?
Yes.
So you develop faith through many means. One means is by observing people who are already Krishna conscious to see what qualities they have, their saintly qualities. Certainly you've had opportunities to do that. Another way you can develop faith is by basically performing devotional service and experiencing the results of devotional service. As we've mentioned before, and the Bhagavatam mentions, Bhagavat Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Asu Vairagyam Ganam Chayada Haitakam, that by performing devotional service, one gets detachment and knowledge about the Lord. Another way is Teshtam Sattva Yuktanam Bhajatam Vriti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamam Upiyanti Te, that you get some direction from Krishna in the heart, how to come to him, and you directly experience Krishna. So we've all had direct experiences. I mean, otherwise, why would we be here? And we could also hear about the history and unbroken chain of disciplic succession. And we've also observed great devotees. So this is enough to reinforce your faith. And as you perform devotional service, you'll get more and more faith supporting experiences, or faith supporting realizations, or revelations to be more exact. So that's how one gets more faith. All right. Good question.
One question to the day. We always recite this, that our goal of life is to get Krishna Prema. We don't say that we want to go back to Godhead. So question is, what are the bullet points to get Krishna Prema?
First of all, my goal of life is not to get Krishna Prema. My goal of life is to please Prabhupada. Okay, I just fill you in on that one. And I understand deserve and desire, as Prabhupada said. I understand if that's my goal of life, then everything will be taken care of. And that's mentioned as faith. What does that mean? That's a verse of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. When faith is defined, is that if you do, if you serve, you know, I'm just giving a paraphrase and translation of that. If you carry out what Krishna wants, Krishna's instructions through the order of the spiritual master, then everything will be accomplished. So that's my goal of life. So, yes, our goal of life is to become Krishna conscious, but the essence of Krishna consciousness is to please Krishna as represented. That's what Krishna consciousness means in a nutshell. It doesn't mean simply experiencing ecstasy, seeing Krishna. I mean, those are secondary things. The primary aspect of Krishna consciousness is to please Radha and Krishna, which means pleasing the spiritual master, Sakshadari, Dvaina, Samasta Shastra, Udasta Bhava, Vyata Eva Sadri. Kintu Prabhorya Yuk. Eva Prastasha, Govinda Mande Guru Sri Chananda Vindav. So that's That's our goal. You got to get your goals right, and then you're going to become Krishna conscious. Our goal is to love Krishna. And to love Krishna is to serve him. To serve Krishna is to love him. That's our goal. Anyway, my goal is to please Prabhupada. Actually, Prabhupada said that I have no, referring to himself, I have no hope of direct service for the coming crores and births. And Prabhupada prayed for service to his spiritual master so that we can learn from Prabhupada. Okay, here's some more questions. Okay, I think Pranesha had a question.
Gurudev Mahesh, Gurudev Mahesh, one side we have, like, when we are doing japa, we have trembling in the body and also have tears in the eyes. And in Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 4, 5, 9, in chapter 4, in text number 9, one who knows the transcendental nature and of my appearance and activities does not take birth in this material world.
Yes.
Then how it goes, like, what we should know about the transcendental birth and the activities of Krishna. And other side, we have the trembling and tears in my eyes when we are doing the japa. How That's it goes nice. Down.
I would like to have trembling and tears in my eyes when I do japa. So the answer is janma karma chalme divyam. One who knows in truth chaktwa deham puna janma naiti mamar iti sorjama janma karma chalme divyam evam yotapa. So one who knows, who has realization, not simply knows theoretically that Krishna's activities and appearance are transcendental, one who realizes it fully doesn't have to take birth again in the material world. And part of that realization is to love Krishna, tears in your eyes. Gauranga valite habi pulaka shavir hari hari mani bhave near. When I chant the name of Gauranga, I feel tears in my eyes. I don't think you could separate the two, because if you know Krishna, you'll love him too. Krishna says, bhakti mam avijanati apanyas chasmi tatvabhata. I can only be known by bhakti, by love. All right? All right, here's another one. Hare Krishna Gurudev, please. What happens to the soul when they leave the body lamenting about their unfulfilled material desires? They'll get a chance to fulfill those unfulfilled material desires in the next life. Maybe in the heavenly planets, if they're a little advanced, or the heavenly planets first, then take birth in a rich family after that. Or if they're very advanced, they'll take birth in a devotee family. If you're lamenting, I never got a chance to get a nice car in this lifetime. And then you take birth, you get a nice car in your lifetime. I never got a chance. I mean, just like, let's take Draupadi, for example. Draupadi had a big desire to get a husband. In fact, she was so frustrated in the previous lifetime, she didn't get a husband. She was praying to Lord Shiva. She said, I want a husband. So what she was said, in this next life, you're going to get five of them. So that's what happens if you lamenting about unfulfilled material desires, and you have to take birth and do that. But at the same time, if you just say, well, Krishna didn't want those desires fulfilled, you know, Hare Krishna, you're not lamenting, then you won't have to fulfill those desires. But it's, you know, it's a fact that one has to, if one is lamenting, certainly at the time of death, you don't have to fulfill the desires. Would it be pleasing to Srila Prabhupada for us to develop love for Krishna? What does love for Krishna mean? It's not different than love for Prabhupada, but actually the desire. What does love mean? Love means basically what is it? Anyambi Lashita Shunyam Jnana Karmanavritamana Kuyani Krishna's Anushilanam Bhakti Rutamam. Being devoid of anything else other than the desire to please Krishna lovingly and doing what Krishna wants, which is what the order of the spiritual master is. So you can't really separate the two. Oh, spiritual desires. Well, unfulfilled spiritual desires. I didn't read your question. Then you go back to Godhead. And you get your spiritual desires fulfilled. Yes, that's fine. Then you go back to God. Sorry about that. I read it too quickly. I thought it was unfulfilled material desires. Yes, then you go back to God. That's a lamentation. I mean, like you found that Madhavendra Puri, the spiritual master of Ishwarapuri, who was the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was lamenting. Of course, he had fulfilled his spiritual desires, but he was lamenting as if he hadn't fulfilled them. Oh, my Lord, I have not reached Mathura. And that's called intense longing or hankering, and that's the price for pure devotional service. That sort of lamentation is the price, according to Srila Rupa Goswami, volume, intense hankering for spiritual perfection. So, thank you. We're going to end right now. It is time to end. Thank you all for joining us, and we will see everybody same time, same station. The next day or two, we're going to finish up chapter 25 of the Majjhalila, and then go on to the Anshalila, which is very exciting. All glories to His divine grace. Shubha Prabhupada.